Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog, dated July 1st, 2022, is titled, Fight the Good Fight. In both the ministry and in my secular life, I've heard hundreds of people repeat Paul's encouraging words to Timothy, quote, fight the good fight, 1 Timothy 6:12. I believe it is an oversubscribed call to action in the sense that it is often used disrespectfully. Many times the original sentence is truncated, lacking the, quote, of the faith at the end. For example, think about the quality of the fight Paul wrote about. It was to be, quote, good. Paul wasn't suggesting Timothy simply fight hard or even willfully. Rather, he was instructing him to fight righteously. We can learn a lot from this, especially since we are predisposed to esteeming secular proverbs such as, it's not the size of the dog in the fight that matters, it's the size of the fight in the dog. We tend to admire so-called fighters. However, the thing we ought to esteem is the substance of the fight in them. Is it for self, or is it for the glory of Christ? Stated differently, is it evil or good? If it's evil, while it may entertain others for a bit, it peters out eventually and the hero becomes the fool. Ecclesiastes 10:8-10 reads, he who digs a pit will fall into it, and a serpent will bite him who breaks through a wall. He who quarries stones is hurt by them, and he who splits logs is endangered by them. If the iron is blunt, and one does not sharpen the edge, he must use more strength, but wisdom helps one to succeed. A person who simply exerts more strength instead of sharpening the axe is a fool. That's tantamount to a person who fights even harder than before, yet for all the wrong reasons. Paul often wrote about the quality of the fight in a person. Quote, so I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, 1 Corinthians 9:26. A good boxer is an efficient one, hitting their intended target. Pouring all of one's energy into a punch only to miss is nothing short of frustrating and ultimately exhausting. Paul gave Timothy some sound advice that I believe you and I can learn from. In our key passage below, notice how Paul qualifies the fight prior to even mentioning it. He gives purpose to this, quote, good fight he speaks of. 1 Timothy 6:11 through 16 reads, but as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who, in his testimony before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. The other important qualifying aspect of a good fight is that it is, quote, of the faith. Notice the definite article, the, is present, which means Paul wasn't referring to just any faith. What good is fighting earnestly in the wrong boxing ring? Even if you win, what's the value of that prize? Paul was referring to the only faith worth fighting for, the only good one, namely, the one intrinsically tied to eternal life. In order to maintain a righteous purpose, one must, quote, take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, verse 12. Fighting can be noble if it is for the right cause. If it's for Christ and his gospel, then it is good. If in any way you are fighting the so-called good fight for your own glory, then it is evil. One of the telltale signs of this evil is exhaustion. If you're weary all the time, examine yourself to see if the fight in you is good and if the motivating reason is righteous in God's eyes. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.